things like this that you can recall.
There, now, the coal kilns are just located just a little bit north of Gaylord, weren't they?
All the way up. The three set. One of them was in Vanderbilt, right in there where the... where that mill.
And where
Karthik lives there, and he's got that plant, that quake plant.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right along the track. Now, those kilns were quite the... Not the kilns, but the wood.
Mm-hmm.
The work. That give a lot of work to the people at that time. And they could make, if a man was a good worker and had a little knowledge of what he was doing, they could make fairly good wages.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those men would make $3-4 a day.
Mm, that was good money back in those days, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And, but the great work, the heft of the work, was right at the kilns.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that wood from the yard to the kilns and filling them.
Mm-hmm.
Now they had done all that by hand. They had one horse rigged up so as he could back it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was about two or three men in the one crew, you see. That's all they'd have. And they would load that wood in the yard and bring it in there and put it in the kiln. Now they'd start to fill that, I presume that be close to 20 feet high.
Hmm.
Between 15 and 20 feet high in the center, see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd pile that wood up as high as they could. And then they'd get up on the pile and go on up. And three men was to fill a kiln a day, about 40 cords.
Gee.
Was they working?
No, I guess so. They was working all right.
Well, now, there was men there that by constant working and shooting that wood up, they could shoot a good stick of wood up 14, 15 feet.
Gee.
We had one of them was to Waters, Ty and Lath, when I was working there. He could take a bunch of green lath and put it up under the eaves 15 feet.
Gee. So powerful from building up.
Well, it's experience. You get the idea, they
mm-hmm.
get that
experience.
That knack.
Mm-hmm.
You might take another man stronger than he was, and he couldn't do it at all.
Couldn't do it at all, eh?
But he'd take and balance them up on his head and just work like that, you know, and let it go.
What was the coal kilns for? I mean, did they make charcoal out of these?
They made charcoal.
Mm-hmm. And what was it used for then? What would they do?
Smelting in Detroit. Yeah.
What kind of logs did they use for this? All kinds or just?
Well, beech and maple.
Beech and maple mainly.
Softwood wasn't.
Wasn't.
Wasn't what they wanted. Beech and maple.
Beech and maple. Mm-hmm. That was quite a job then up there in those.
Oh yes, yes. They worked there the year round.
Hmm. I've heard about them, but I didn't know how they operated.
They had a car. When they'd empty those kilns, they'd have to burn them so many hours. I don't remember how many hours it was, but they had to go, it was into days.
Mm-hmm.
It would take to char that through.
Mm-hmm.
They'd in the center of that, they'd pile it up crossways and build up a space in there, a little space. They'd take the half-burnt sticks of wood and put in the center there to start their fire. See, they started in the center. There was holes on the outside that they had for breathing, you see, to keep that killer going,
mm-hmm.
smoldering, you get the idea. They couldn't burn up to blazing.
Yeah, you know.
And they would put that up crossways, and they'd take a pole, put a kerosene rag on the end of it, and shove it in there to light it.
Hmm.
And when it would begin to smoke, why then they'd begin to plug the holes. It took a man that had some knowledge of what he was doing to burn that coal.
I imagine. It was quite a touchy job. You couldn't let her bust in the flames.
Why, no, you had to know how, you see. Mm-hmm. And they'd keep that a-going by opening and closing. Mm-hmm. These drafts, you see, in that kiln.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man there night and day. Somebody was there.
Now, that's real interesting. Now, there's a gem of something we don't have.